when we put it in loose, we generally shocked it first, uh-huh. you see. Had them shocked. So if it'd come ashore or something, wouldn't fall.
Yeah.
But later, last several year, why, we'd bail it, you uh-huh. see. And we'd have it in the windrow and then bail it up. Uh-huh. And then we could haul that, those bales and wouldn't take near the room, you see.
Uh-huh. Now, if you ever piled the hay up outside.
We stacked it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this little patch like that. Ain't got enough for a baler to come in.
Now, when you put it in a stack, were those, did the stacks any spec, were they different sizes?
They could be. Now, I may stack what we've got here. We used to have a man on the stack, you know, we'd pack it around a pole so it wouldn't fall down. But I'll probably just haul this up and just throw it off of a truck onto the, and never nobody be on it.
I see. Did anybody ever have any kind of a haystack, an outdoor haystack that had a cover over it, that was like a pole and a sliding roof on it? Did you ever see one of those?
No, but I've seen them have a pole, you know, make them pretty, not so wide, and then have some kind of a canvas throwed over that.
Right. Now, what kind of animals did you have on your farm?
You mean domestic animals?
Yeah.
Well, we had cows and hogs, and I never owned but one sheep in my life. No, and horses. I used to partly make my living raising colts, you see. You could get maybe $75 for a weaned colt. Well, you could have two or three, and you paid your stump.
Where did you keep the horses in the barn?
In the stalls, stables.
And the where the cows could get in under the rain?
Out of the rain?
Yeah. What you call a little thing that was hanging over the side of the barn? Maybe just kind of.
We didn't have that, but we'd have maybe a shed. For instance, I had in this far down here. I had a 14-foot shed under the hay. You see now, and then I'd have a maybe 3 feet where you just throw the hay down in this and carry it along there. You see now.
Now, would you call that just a shed, or would you call it a cow shed, or that was inside the barn itself,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that would be walk into the barn, into the shed.
Yeah. You could leave your... Now, we could drive through that, but you could leave one side open, and the cattle would run in there out of the rain or out of the sun, I think.
And where were the horses kept that you were...
Well, you see, we had the barn floor, and above the barn, on the upper side, was either for cattle or horses, and then on the lower side, as far as the barn went.
What about the places where the horses were actually kept, though, in the barn? Did you call that anything special?
When the horses were kept in
where
the
barn? Where they were kept, yeah.
We call them stables.
And when you milked your cows outside in the summer, did you have a special place where you do that?
Well, I tell you, I didn't milk, but just enough for home use. Till in 32 times got off a hire and told my merchant, I said, I've got to do something to make a living. And I was going to sell fluid milk. And I built me a milk house. Place to milk.
Yeah.
Then I also built me a milk house to cool the milk.
Now, was that house, was that pretty good sized building?
No, but you see, you wouldn't have to have so many cows in at one time. You'd have them in your barn lot handy, you see.
And they'd be out in the barn lot, you say?
Well, in a small barn lot, you see.
I was just wondering if you ever had a little place where cows might be staked or penned when you milked them outside, just a little...